This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A few weeks ago, the newspaper columnist David Broder wrote about Democratic Party efforts to recover from their election defeats. Broder said that Democrats could find practical wisdom by listening to Democratic governors. One of those that Broder named was Bill Richardson. He's one of the Democrats who won election in states that voted for President Bush this past November. Last night, the Democratic Governors Association formally named a new chairman, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. And the governor's on the phone. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning.
So what did the election tell you about the direction of the Democratic Party?
Well, that we were not communicating with the heartland, that we were not communicating on values, on economic growth issues, that not just the Republicans had mobilized more effectively their political base, their conservative areas, but somehow the Democratic Party had lost its spark. We had a good candidate in Senator Kerry. He did a good job. But what is happening is in areas of the country, the South, the West, we were not competitive. And our policies need to be reinvigorated. In other words, what do the Democrats stand for? And our message as Democratic governors is that the answer is not in Washington, D.C., necessarily with the congressional leadership, which does a good job, but we need to spread around the leadership, the policies, the fundraising, the party leadership into the heartland, into the grassroots,
well,
into the states.
If I may, it's interesting that you say that John Kerry was a good candidate, because it sounds like what you and other governors are saying is he's exactly the candidate you don't want to have next time because he's got Washington experience. He's a senator.
No, our message is that policy, in other words, what do Democrats stand for in economic growth, health care and education, et cetera, is principally made in the Congress in Washington, D.C. Governors have successfully tackled health policies. Governor Blagojevich in Illinois, Governor Granholm in Michigan with family resource centers and schools. The Democrats should highlight innovative experiments at the state level, public-private partnerships, using the business community, creating solutions on education and health care, which basically the Congress has said on Medicaid, on No Child Left Behind, the states, you're on your own. What's happening in Washington is basically almost Republican extremism on policy. So what we're saying is shift the focus of leadership on party politics, on issues, to the states, to the governorships. Let's select a party chairman from the grassroots, not a Washingtonian. Let's find ways to get those Democrats in the states to have a larger voice in the direction of the party.
Now, it's interesting. You represent a state that includes many Latino voters. The Latino vote has been widely noted, is traditionally a Democratic vote. It still went for John Kerry in 2004, but not by nearly the margin that Democrats would have expected in past elections.
That's correct, although a recent statistic yesterday shows that Senator Kerry did better in the final analysis than was previously projected. President Bush got about 40%, Senator Kerry about 60%. There is a problem. Latino voters have been traditionally Democratic, but this election shows the Democratic Party can't take them for granted. So we have to talk to Latinos, not just about issues like immigration and civil rights and affirmative action. We have to talk to them about entrepreneurship and home ownership and education and traditional issues, mainstream issues. So that was a wake-up call, but it's not a disaster. And I think clearly we have got to increase our outreach to all minority voters, African-American, Hispanic, Asian-American. This is a traditional Democratic base that seems to be ceased to be waffling a little bit.
Now, we just got a few seconds here, Governor, but what, generally speaking, should Democrats be doing in the face of President Bush's very ambitious second-term agenda? Just give two examples, Social Security reform, tax reform. Should Democrats try to obstruct that agenda, try to modify it? What?
We should try to come up with our own alternatives that work. When it's wrong, we should oppose it. We're not going to compromise our principles. But when it comes, for instance, to tax reform, let's have a plan of our own. If we're talking about reforming the tax code, we're for that. If we want to make the tax cuts permanent, I believe that that is going to be a huge ballooning problem for our deficit. On Social Security, if it means creating a new plan to resolve the solvency of Social Security, let's put it forth. Let's not just obstruct. with our own plans. But if it's clearly wrong, we're not going to just fold, and we shouldn't. But some of those solutions should not be crafted right here in Washington, D.C.
Governor?
I think there's a lot of thinkers around the country that in the heartland that know better.
Governor, thanks very much. That's New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, the new chairman of the Democratic Governors Association.